In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
So we said we had a big black announcement. Lunell got excited.
What's the big black announcement?
Hit a drum roll one time.
Big black announcement, y'all.
Now, you know the Breakfast Club has been on this radio for 13 years.
You should stick to the script. You want to do that?
Where's the script? I didn't get a script. Just say your name. I know my name. DJ MV.
It's your intro.
Bro, my intro.
Yes.
All right. What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy.
And I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God. We are the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
13 years we've been on this radio.
Okay.
And we appreciate all our listeners out there.
That's right.
We did a little stint on TV with Revolt. Shout out to Revolt. We did Revolt for a couple of years, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, we did.
And that ended.
Yes.
And then after that, we were looking for a place to broadcast our morning home that we felt fit us.
And you know, being that this is Breakfast Club 2.0.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Because this show has grown and evolved.
Correct.
Right? It's only right that the evolution is televised, right?
Absolutely.
The evolution will be televised.
So are you saying that the Breakfast Club each and every morning will be televised on television again?
Yes, we will.
And it will be in all the cable networks?
All across the world.
All across the country?
9 a.m. every single morning, Monday through Friday, you can listen to The Breakfast Club on our new home.
Say it again! Say it! Say it!
On BET!
That's right! Every morning you can watch The Breakfast Club on BET, Black Entertainment Television.
Starting April 17th at 9 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday,
yes,
okay?
Sir. That's right. So everything you see from our interviews, the artists, the donkey of the
our
day.
Guest co-hosts
our
like
guest co-hosts like Lunell. And everybody will be on BET. So if you're in a place where your radio doesn't work or maybe you're getting the kids together, you can turn on the TV and watch My Handsome Face or Charlamagne's Ugly Face, whatever
first of all,
it is.
Let's never forget, Morris Chestnut gets confused for me. Don't you ever.
That is a damn lie. That only happened one time.
Don't you ever disrespect us like that ever again.
More like Malik Yoba.
Okay. Stop.
DMX. He ain't calling me one
God
of
damn it. As soon as you say Malik Yoba, I got to put chapter
on. DMX.
God damn it.
All right, but turn it back up. But that's right. Starting April 17th, 9 a.m.
Yes.
The Breakfast Club will be on BET. So yay! Shout out to our BET family. Shout out to our iHeartMedia family. Shout out to some of the people at BET.
I mean,
that effort is hard.
It's only right, right?
Right.
Because, you know, when you think about cultural institutions, when you think about black cultural institutions, you think of Rap City.
Correct.
Right? You think of 106
and Park. Of course.
So I feel like the Breakfast Club being on BET is just carrying on that tradition.
Absolutely.
You know?
And we can't wait to you guys see us. Again, that starts April 17th. Monday, mm-hmm. April 17th. You could catch us live each and every morning on BET.
Now, congratulations!
Thank you.
Congratulations!
I'm going to tell you something else. I feel like it's only right to open up the phones to the listeners right now because it's of the listeners that, you know, we get put in these great positions. I would love to know what our listeners think about us being on BET.
Shout out to our family at BET. All the people that made this happen. Shout out to Connie. Come on, shout them out.
Salute to Tiff Will.
Tiff,
Tiffany
what up,
Williams,
Tim?
Connie.
Tasha.
Tasha.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know all them people, man. It'd be like 30 people.
That's why I threw it to you. That's why I threw it to you because I didn't know
why would you even start
but
that.
But I figured you do.
Why would you even start that, bro? I know my people. I know who I know over here.
Me neither.
You know what I mean? Salute to Connie.
You got
to
know a lot more people.
I said Connie.
Now.
I said Connie
to
already.
Tiffany Williams. Salute
said,
to Tasha.
We said Tasha.
That's right. All I got.
That's all we got.
But salute to everybody.
Shout out to
the
old BET staff and everybody that's going to be recording and making the show special.
That's right.
We appreciate you guys.
Lunel, what do you think about us being on BET?
I think that's fantastic because you do want to sometimes move around the house and just have the TV on,
right.
Be able to listen, look in, and I think that's a great thing.
Okay.
Now, I just want to tell you.
I'm glad you made the announcement with me here.
Now, I just want to tell you, that doesn't mean Charlamagne and I are going to dress nice every day. We're still going to come in. We're still going to come in hoodies. We don't have haircuts. We're throwing a hat.
Only thing you'll hear change is you'll hear some BET shout-outs every day.
Absolutely.
I mean, a lot now.
A lot, yes.
Because we are on BET.
I got to come back now that you're going to be on TV.
We're going to have you back.
Yay!
You already know.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. The Breakfast Club is heading to BET each and every morning. How do you feel about that? You think it's dope? You think it's great for the culture? What are your thoughts? Call us up right now. Again, BET starting April 17th.
That's right.
You'll get
Friday,
to see
baby.
Charlamagne and myself, our guest hosts, our interviews, our artists, the donkeys of the day, our topics, and so much more. So we're so super duper excited about that. And yeah, we'll take your phone calls.
So 800-585-1051.
Don't want to close for us, damn it.
Yeah.
And we'll take your calls when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Oh. We'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
But because we're going to be all entwined in BET, too. So the Breakfast Club is going to be entwined in Breakfast
Club. The evolution
Club.
Will be televised.
Absolutely. So some of the stuff that you see BET doing, we're going to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
We're super duper excited about
That's
that.
That's right.
Oh, I can't wait.
Let's go.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Bye.
Congratulations. Oh, my God.
The Breakfast Club.
How are you, Jessica?
I'll say something. I am well. I'm on my way to work. I listen to y'all every day. So when y'all said the news, I'm in the car screaming. Like, it's such a good move for the culture. So I'm so proud of y'all.
So where do you work at? Can you turn on the TVs at work?
Well, I can probably. I usually watch it on the computer.
Okay.
So, like, I work at the same time and, you know, listen to y'all.
Well, tell everybody at work to turn BET on at 9 a.m. And y'all can all watch The Breakfast Club at 9 a.m. on your computers together as a family.
Don't tell everybody at work to do that or all y'all going to be in the unemployment line.
Right. Proud of y'all.
Well, thank you, Jessica. Hello, who's this?
My name is Ro.
Hey, good morning, Ro.
Peace, Ro.
Good morning, Uncle Charlie. Good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning, Lunel.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to make this quick because I'm not supposed to be on the phone. But I am so happy for you guys.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you so much.
Make sure you tune in every day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. on BET, starting April 17th, The Breakfast Club.
I do. I got to listen on the radio, but I press record at home.
Thank you so much, Mama.
Bye.
Thank you. Y'all have a good week.
Thanks.
Justin, thank what's up? Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
How you feeling?
Good, good, man. I just want to say good morning to you, Charlamagne, Lindell. Congratulations, man. It's 10 years, man. That's a big achievement that I've been listening to you guys.
It's been we're in our 13th year, sir. But you know,
13 years, 13. I've been with you guys for 10 years.
Yes, yes.
And for you guys to be able to go on TV, it's amazing. I guess Charlamagne's gonna have to stop doing any butt molds. So I don't think it'll be good to allow that on TV.
Nothing stops here, bro.
The butt molds will not stop.
Nothing stops. That doesn't stop here, sir.
Lunel, you want me to stop the butt molds?
Hey. Never.
Hey, I heard DJ Envy got that at the front of his house. So when he walks out, he kind of rubs it like he's walking on the Apollo every morning.
That's a fact.
That
it's
be
for good
dope.
Luck.
You know what? We might put the butt mold outside the door so when artists come in, they got to rub it for luck.
Oh, my God.
Hey, there you go. Just put a piece of tape over the Apollo, though. I think that'd be a little bit too much.
What's that new song? My vagina pink and my booty hole brown or something like that?
I don't know. No, I don't see
that song.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Sorry. That is a song. It's a new. It's popping out here.
Yeah, that ain't. I was born in the 1900s. I ain't got time for that. Salute to that person, though, whoever that is.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
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 Hey, this is Ashley. We can't hear you. Hello.
Can you hear me now?
No, we can't hear you. Hello?
Yes, we can. Why are you playing
with her?
Oh,
man.
I can hear myself echoing.
How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. I just want to say congratulations to you guys, and I hope you do not get a new co-host because I love, like, different people coming up there every week, and, yeah.
We like the rotating guest hosts, too. You know, we enjoy it.
Yeah,
new
I don't think you guys should get, like, another permanent person. It's like, it just gives, like, stepmom vibes.
Damn.
Nobody wants to be stepmom.
Okay.
We got a bad connection, girl. Okay. Bye, girl.
No. She said she liked the rotating guest host. She just don't know if she wants somebody permanent.
Now, why you hang up on that woman?
I did not have no power to hang up on nobody. Don't play me like that.
I disagree with that, though.
What's that?
I mean, I think eventually, you know.
Eventually.
Somebody permanent has to fill
eventually.
This.
But I think, you know, for a while, you know, we still got a lot of people that's scheduled to come up here. And we're super excited about that.
I saw your little chart. Who's your favorite It said, who's your favorite?
Oh, for March Madness,
for
we did the
so
bracket.
Far.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who's your favorite so far, Luna?
Me. You won't be able to tell about today, but yeah, I had a good day yesterday.
You had a great day
and
yesterday.
And the day's not over.
That's right. You're having a great day today, Luna.
I'm glad to be here.
And we're happy to have you here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but we should tell them a little bit about the show that will be on BET. It's going to be at 9 a.m., right? So it's going to be the best of stuff that from that morning.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So the interviews that we have on that morning, the donkey of the day from that morning, our guest co-host from that morning, the topic from that morning, that's what we'll be airing at 9 a.m. every day on BET.
Right, so you'll probably get, like you said, the artist interviews, you'll probably get the donkey, whatever topic we've been talking about, so you'll get it before anybody else, you get it before it hits the YouTube, and it'll be pretty dope, and we can't wait to see you guys and do something, because it's not just that. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff with BET, which I think is going to be really, really great as well. So,
allegedly.
Nah, it's going to happen.
I mean, that's what we've been talking about.
Our team is up there, so our team is going to make it happen.
I hope so.
We'll be doing some coverage.
Wouldn't that be dope if the Breakfast Club hosted the BET Awards, the pre-show?
Let
us do the pre-show.
Maybe give out some awards.
I agree with that.
I'd rather do the pre-show. I want to leave. I don't want to stay for the awards.
No, we got to go on stage one time. You know.
I'd like to do the pre-show. That'd be dope for us to do the hour. I think it's an hour-long pre-show.
An hour show, yep.
Yeah.
I do have a little beef with BET.
Uh-oh. What's the beef? Tell us.
The beef I have with BET is that with Comic View having been such a staple at BET for so many years and literally kept the show on the air for so many years, they don't invite any of the past hosts to come on to present an award. They don't have a comedy award show.
Wow.
They don't have anything for us to do.
Wow.
I never get to attend. I don't get to present any awards.
Wow.
Laura Hayes should be there. They don't do anything for Ronaldo Ray.
Wow.
And I think that they really have slighted the comics that helped build the brand of the station. Sorry, BET, but that's how I feel.
Lunell, I agree with you. They should bring BET Comic View back, actually.
They should bring BET Comic View
back. I agree.
Connie, if you're listening, it's a great idea.
It's a fantastic idea.
And they should
idea.
Definitely at least do a retrospective.
Yeah.
And flashback.
A BET Comic View documentary.
That's right.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay, so that's all I had to say. We can not look forward to me to nothing at BET, too. But
damn it, man.
Anyway.
All right.
I said what I said.
But we're taking your calls, 800-585-1051. The Breakfast Club will be on BET starting April 17th. What are your thoughts? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Lunell is our guest host.
I am.
Now, when we start the show, we wouldn't say good morning, USA, yo. We don't say good morning, BET. Or do we say good morning,
BET? We'll still say good morning, USA, and I think we should acknowledge BET every
BET
morning.
BET family.
Yeah, since we're going to be on there Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. And that keeps us from having to do, like, you know how they do, like, the silly promos and, like, you know, this is The Breakfast Club on BET. It's like, nah, it's all encompassing.
It's all natural.
It's all, let's just keep
y'all
it organic.
Do y'all get more money for that?
A little bit,
a little bit.
Something to donate to charity.
Okay. I have a charity.
It's true.
Jesus Christ. It's good. We all right. Hello, who's this?
We all right.
Oh, my God. I'm so...
You didn't win that thing, girl.
Hey, Jay.
I know I didn't win, girl. I'm just so excited. I've been trying to call in forever.
You made it.
Jay,
yes. Oh, my God.
We on BET, Jay. We on BET.
I'm so happy for y'all.
Yeah, you'll be able to see him.
I deserve it.
Yes.
Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Tune in. Where you gonna be? Where you be at 9 a.m.?
I will be there. Tuning in Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I will be there. Tuning in.
So why Wednesday?
Yeah, why not Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday? Oh, that's your off day.
That's my off day. So I'm gonna be tuning in every Wednesday at 9 a.m.
Now, Jay, let me ask you a real question. Besides Lunell, who is your guest co-host?
Your favorite guest co-host?
I would have to say Ray J because he is the funniest. He has zero sense. Zero common sense.
Well, I'm telling you right now, Ray J is the most unserious person that you could have said.
I can't take Ray J.
He is so funny. I like him. He's funny.
Full week, I'd have to take pills for a full week.
I love Ray J.
Like a day, I could take Ray J. Two, yes. But for 5 days, he was driving me crazy.
I love Ray J.
I gotta tell you.
He's something. I love Ray J, though.
But I can tell you right now, Ray J, it will be a guest co-host.
Yeah, he'll be a guest co-host.
It will not be permanent.
Period.
We might see a Ray J podcast, another radio show, but he would not be the permanent co-host here on Breakfast.
Yeah, I came in one day, he had a shirt off. I came in one day, he had a shoe. I was like, nah, I can't. Ray J's be talking in circles sometimes. He be confusing me sometimes.
I think I should be y'all co-host.
Okay. I do a break right now. Go.
Okay, you're fine. I can't even be on the spot.
Girl, that's what radio is.
That's
on
exactly
spot.
What it is. On you're the fired. Spot. You're have fired. A nice day,
I'm
man.
Have a good y'all.
You gave her a shot.
Definitely gave her a shot.
Sam, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hi, this is Samantha from Boston.
Boston.
I'm just calling to say congratulations on the BET. I couldn't wait till y'all came to TV, so congratulations.
Right. Thank you very much. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m., tune in to BET.
Oh, I got to record it on my calendar. I'm waiting.
Now, Sam, I got to ask you, besides Lunell, who's your favorite guest co-host?
Jess Hilarious. Oh my God.
Jess Hilarious.
Good sister Jess Hilarious.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Sam.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And if you don't know, we did like a bracket, like a morning show bracket. Like, you know how they do the basketball brackets? We did a morning show bracket, and we're going to be moving people left and right. And you know, what you guys feel was great and not great. So definitely click on to the Breakfast Club page. That's at Breakfast Club AM and follow that bracket. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Sonny.
Sonny, what's up, bro?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? It's nice to talk to y'all.
Good morning. Nice talking to you, too. You see, we doing BET starting April 17. What's your thoughts, brother?
Man, big moves. I want to congratulate y'all. I really feel like it's taking me back to the 106 and Park vibes because, you know, that's like my era. Mm-hmm. So I feel like out of this, something big going to happen. Like, it feels like I'm going on another journey, you know what I mean, with the culture. You feel me? Like, y'all are big players in this, man. And I feel like just big moves, man. I just want to congratulate y'all.
Right. Thank you, brother. I feel that too, man. You know, BET has been the home of black cultural institutions. You know what I'm saying? Rap City, you know, 106 in Park. Mm-hmm. Remember Planet Groove, Comic View, like Lunell said, Cedar's World, like all
BET
of
BET After Dark.
BET After Dark, you know what I mean? BET Uncut.
Uncut.
You know what I'm saying? Like BET Howling. News, when they used to have Ed Gordon and Jackie Reed and all of them.
What
like,
was the college thing when they used to go to the HBCU?
College Hill. That's back now. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's been so many, you know, black cultural institutions that have come from BET. So I feel like Breakfast Club being the black cultural institution that we are, and have been over the past decade, it's only right. This partnership just makes too much sense. You know?
Yeah, I'll hold that chain for you, Sheldon.
Yes, Lord.
And this ain't worth nothing. It's
gone,
but you know what? We, you know, we're excited about that because not only are we going to do, you know, celebrity news and have celebrities, you know, Charlamagne will be able to talk about mental health. I'll be able to talk about, you know, financial freedom and generational wealth. And we'll have your favorite celebrities up there. And we'll be talking about things that really, you know, focus on our community, whether it's gun laws, whether it's, you know, Charlamagne and I talking about colonoscopies and getting, make sure we get checked as black men and women that get checked for mammograms and all that. We're going to be talking about everything. So it's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of seriousness.
We doing what we do. The beauty of it is BET is just magnifying the platform even more. You know what I mean? Breakfast Club is already in 90 plus markets across the country.
133 markets, sir.
No.
133 stations.
Oh, stations, but yes, 91 markets.
Right.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're on that platform, and it's just like now BET is just magnifying that.
Correct.
Even more. You know what I mean? So it's like the messages we're already putting out there, this is just another platform to magnify them even more, and we thank God for it all.
That's right. Dre, what up, Dre?
Yo, what's good, MV? Uncle Charlotte. Good morning, Queen Lanelle.
Good morning.
Honestly, I'm hyped about y'all on BET. I ain't have a reason to watch BET in a long, long time. Same. I'm talking about like since 106 and Park days. But now I finally got a reason to put BET back on the TV thanks to y'all. So okay. I'm really excited about this endeavor for y'all. I'm hyped.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate that, man.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother.
Every day, man, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m., The Breakfast Club on BET, man, starting April 17th. I cannot wait.
I have a Ray J story.
Ooh, tell us.
Oh, no, don't tell us now. Tell us when we come back.
Okay.
Because we got a rumor report coming back.
That's right.
And the rumor report, you're going to tell us this Ray J story. How good is it?
It's not that good.
I don't believe you.
Lunell. I don't believe you.
You wouldn't be volunteering it if it
absolutely
wasn't.
Lunell got a Ray J story. We got more rumors, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Congratulations! Oh my God.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.